Hey everybody, it's Akil Lazar with my brand new podcast. This is going to be a no-holds-barred podcast ranging on any and all topics. So, be looking out for my first episode. Thank you everybody. Hey everybody, Akil Lazar. Started off with a quick introduction of myself. As you know, my name is Akil Lazar. I've had a very, very interesting path that you call life. I was raised by a family of Christians. My mother was a minister. I can't even count the number of preachers and ministers that I have in my family. However, you know what they say as a preacher's kid, I actually got in trouble very early. I know I was 11, maybe 12, but that's when I caught my first case when I went to jail. I actually call it a heroin case. I was kind of like in the beginning of the, about 85, 86. Because crack was around, but it was still really, really new. We really hadn't transitioned over to it yet. And for the most part, at that age, I was just a runner or a houseboy. So that means I either took the bag somewhere or I would just sit in the house and distribute the bag to the customers as they came. And at 11 years old, as a young dude, the guy was paying me $750 a week to do this. So, like, I started out not being able to actually respect the value of money at a young age. So that began my lust and my hunger for it. It can never be enough. And that's how Dirty Fresh was born. The crazy thing about it all is that growing up in the church, like, I kind of found, like, people had good hearts and they were good people, but like a lot of times when it came down to walking the talk, it was never like that. And on the streets, it was the exact opposite. When it came down to walking the talk, it was always walking that line. So eventually I chose that street life over church life, and it led me down a whole bunch of roads, some spiritually, some financially. I did a lot of stuff to get paper. I never went as far as actually taking anyone's life in the pursuit of money. I did lose a lot of values and morals, but to actually hurt somebody to take their shit wasn't one of them I was ready to abandon.